Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time we're going off-road, you could say.
Off-road.
Yeah, into the world of mountain biking.
Okay.
Well, mountain bike tourism, to be exact.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we found this company called Allegra.
Allegra.
Yeah. And they design and build mountain bike trails.
Okay.
But they kind of like do the whole experience around it, too.
So the whole package.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to like dig into this and see what we can learn.
That's fun.
Yeah. So Allegra... let's see. They've been around since 2003.
Okay.
And they've worked on projects all over the world.
Wow. So they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
Like they've probably seen like the whole evolution of the sport.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of experience to draw on.
Yeah. And, you know, the website says that they shape nature mountains, urban movement, and MTB traffic.
Oh, that's a pretty broad scope, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, what does that even mean?
Well, I think it means that they're not just like thinking about trails like in remote mountains.
Right.
They're thinking about like how mountain biking fits into all these different landscapes.
There's like cities and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And they even mentioned coexistence and tourism.
Okay. So that must be a big part of it.
Yeah. Like how these trails fit into existing environments.
And how they benefit local communities.
Exactly.
I see.
It's like they're really looking at the bigger picture.
So speaking of fitting into the environment, Allegra has projects like all over the place.
Yeah, I saw that.
Switzerland, Austria, Finland, even Italy.
Wow. So like across Europe?
Yeah. And they've designed all kinds of trails, like bike parks, flow trails, even gravel bike networks.
Oh, wow. So they're not just like downhill mountain biking.
No.
They're doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense with like gravel biking becoming so popular.
Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think made them pick those locations?
Well, I think they're being strategic about it.
Okay.
You know, like considering factors like tourism infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
and potential for economic impact.
Right.
And, of course, the terrain itself.
Yeah, they've got to have good mountains to work with.
Exactly.
So it's not just about finding a pretty place and carving some trails into it.
No, there's a lot more to it than that.
Okay, so they're thinking about all this stuff.
Yeah.
But they also talk about, like, solving user conflicts and building infrastructure.
Right.
And creating value for local businesses.
Yeah, it's not just about the trails themselves.
It sounds like they're taking a very holistic approach to mountain bike tourism.
Yeah, they're definitely thinking about the bigger picture.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, think about it. Like, you need parking signage.
Yeah.
Maybe even bike rentals and repair shops.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's the question of, like, managing different user groups.
Like hikers and bikers.
Exactly.
So they're trying to make it work for everyone.
Yeah, it's all connected.
So they're, like, building this whole ecosystem around the trails.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so they've got this global reach.
Yep.
They're strategically choosing locations.
Uh-huh.
And they're thinking about the whole experience. But what makes an Allegra trail, like, stand out from any other trail?
Yeah. What's their design philosophy?
How do they balance, like, the thrill of the ride with environmental responsibility?
That's a great question.
So to figure that out, we need to dig into their Allegra philosophy.
Okay.
They emphasize curiosity, sustainability, and this idea that economy, environment, and community must be considered in every project.
Wow. That's a pretty powerful statement.
It is.
Like they're not just driven by profit.
Right.
They're really committed to creating projects that benefit everyone.
The riders, the environment, the local communities.
Exactly.
It's like finding that sweet spot where passion for mountain biking meets responsible development.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So how do they actually do that?
Well, to understand that, I think we need to look at some real world examples of their work.
Oh, yeah. They have a bunch of testimonials on their website.
Yeah.
Let's hear what their clients have to say about working with Allegra.
Okay.
And the impact these projects have had on their communities.
Sounds good to me. Okay. So this one testimonial really stood out to me. It's from Mark Schlissel.
Okay.
He's the co-CEO of Lenzerheide Marketing and Support, AG.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And he said, Allegra has given us a lot of support in the Bike Master planning and implementation over the last few years. Darko Kazin and his team are very competent, always available to provide advice, and are very committed.
Okay, so they're like really hands-on.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So what did that actually lead to? Like, what were the results?
Well, he also said thanks to Allegra, the Lenzerheide Holiday Region was able to successfully advance bike development.
Oh, wow. So they're not just like building trails. They're right. Actually helping their clients like achieve their goals?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It is.
What about any other testimonials?
Yeah, this one's really interesting. It's from Dominic Linzer. He's the president of Bike Republic Solden, and he said, the Bike Republic Solden has managed to build a loyal community by consistently implementing a clear vision. Allegra has given us significant support for this success, from planning to building the sustainable trails.
Oh, that's cool. That word community keeps coming up.
Yeah.
What do you think it means by that?
I think it's about more than just attracting visitors.
Okay.
It's about creating a sense of belonging for both the riders and the locals.
I see.
Like building something that people feel invested in.
That benefits everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And Linzer also said, but we have found a competent partner, not only for the construction, but also for the continuous development of our bike region. We benefit, above all, from the many years of experience that this company brings with it. We look forward to working with Allegra to promote mountain bike tourism in the future.
So he's really happy with their work.
Yeah, and he values their experience and their vision for the future.
Yeah, it's not just about building trails for today.
It's about making sure these destinations, like, thrive for years to come.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Oh, this one's from Nicole Hemme, the product manager for Bike Inarosa. And she said, whether it's the planning and construction of the almost 7-kilometer-long flow trail or the rapid implementation of our new skill center, we are grateful and happy to have Allegra as a competent and solution-oriented partner who supports us in various matters and provides us with constructive advice. We look forward to continuing our collaboration so that Arosa can position itself even more strongly as a Swiss mountain bike destination for families.
Wait, hold on a second.
What's up?
She mentioned a flow trail.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that?
So a flow trail, it's designed to be ridden smoothly and continuously.
Okay.
With lots of berms, rollers, and jumps.
You can just, like, flow over them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have to pedal that much.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They're supposed to be fun for, like, all skill levels.
Oh, so it's not just for, like, experts.
No, definitely not.
Cool. And then she mentioned a skill center.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's basically like a training ground for mountain bikers.
Okay.
They might have pump tracks, drop zones, technical trail sections.
So you can, like, practice your skills.
Yeah. In a safe environment.
Oh, I see.
It's a good way for beginners to learn and for experienced riders to, like, push their limits.
Cool. So they're making mountain biking more accessible.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What else?
Okay. So we also have Daniela Holtznecht. She's from Dolomiti Super Ski, Dolomiti Bike Galaxy. And she said, with Allegra, we have found a very competent and professional partner who has accompanied us with a solution-oriented approach on the way to a vision and mission for the Dolomites.
So Allegra helps them figure out what they want to be.
Yeah, and how to get there.
Like, what was their vision for the Dolomites?
Well, she said, together with Darko and his team, we are striving to develop the small rough diamonds scattered throughout the Dolomites into a great bike offer and to promote this as a whole in the future. Despite the pandemic, the willingness was very great, and we look forward to successfully driving forward the most exciting projects for the bike development of the Dolomiti Bike Galaxy with Allegra Tourism in the coming years.
Oh, that's cool. The rough diamonds analogy.
Ah, it's good one.
It's like Allegra can see the potential in these destinations.
Even if they're not already famous for mountain biking.
They're helping them become something special.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, last one.
Okay, this is from Carl Morgan Besser. He's the managing director of Erlebnis Arena Sinkarina Wechsel Trails.
Okay.
And he said, at the beginning of the development of the Wechsel Trails in Sinkarina, we had a bag full of ideas. Allegra's advice helped us to organize these ideas in a clear system and to prioritize them with the right impulses.
So they're good at, like, bringing order to chaos.
Yeah. Taking all these ideas and turning them into a plan.
Okay. That's impressive.
Yeah. And he also said, Allegra worked with us in a short time to think through our business model, calculate market sizes, carry out a potential analysis model income scenarios, and select the most important channels.
Wow. So they're, like, really data driven.
Yeah. They're not just winging it.
They're actually doing their research and making informed decisions.
Yeah. It's about creating a sustainable business model.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
It's not enough to just build great trails.
You got to make sure they're financially viable.
Okay. So we've seen all these testimonials.
Yeah.
And they all seem really happy with Allegra.
They do.
But is there anything about their approach that you find, like, particularly interesting?
I think it's their emphasis on natural healthcare.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on their website.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's this idea that connecting with nature is good for us.
Like, physically?
Yeah, but also mentally and emotionally.
Okay.
They think spending time in nature can reduce stress, improve mood, and boost creativity.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, when I'm out in nature, I definitely feel better.
Exactly.
So they're not just building trails for recreation. Right. They're building them for our well-being.
Yeah. They see them as pathways to a healthier and more fulfilling life.
That's a really beautiful way to look at it.
It is.
And it fits with their commitment to sustainability.
Yeah, they understand that protecting the environment is also about protecting ourselves.
Okay, that makes sense.
We're all connected.
So they're building trails that are good for us and good for the planet. That's pretty amazing.
It is. And it all comes back to their Allegra philosophy.
Oh, yeah. Curiosity, sustainability, and considering economy, environment, and community in every project.
Yeah, they really live by those values.
Okay, so what about curiosity?
Oh, yeah. They say it's the key to understanding the connections in the overall context.
Okay.
They're constantly questioning and exploring.
So they can find new and better ways to do things.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's what makes them so innovative.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Allegra.
We have.
And their approach to mountain bike tourism. Now I want to hear from you, our listener.
Yeah.
Have you ever been mountain biking?
Yeah. Have you been on like a really cool trail?
I have, yeah. There's this one trail near me. It's like super flowy. It's got all these berms and rollers and jumps.
Sounds fun.
It is. It's like you just like fly down the mountain.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's so cool.
What about you?
I'm more of a beginner.
Oh, okay.
I like to stick to the easier trails.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
It is.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Anyway, we've learned so much about Allegra today.
We have.
Like their global, their commitment to sustainability.
Yeah.
And how they're like really involved in the community.
It's pretty impressive.
It is.
They're really setting a new standard for the industry.
What I found really interesting was their blog.
Oh, yeah. Their blog is great.
They talk about all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, like the rise of gravel biking.
Right.
And creating common goals between different user groups.
Like hikers and bikers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right, like, that's really important.
It is, especially as more people are getting into outdoor activities.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to share these spaces.
Right.
And they also talk about natural health care.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one for them.
Yeah, like how spending time in nature is good for our mental and physical health.
It's true.
Like, I always feel so much better after I go for a hike or a bike ride.
Me too. It's like it clears your head.
Yeah.
And Allegra, they really get that.
They do.
They see their trails as pathways to a healthier life.
It's a really cool way to think about it.
It is.
So they're not just building trails, they're building experiences.
And they're doing it in a way that's sustainable and beneficial for everyone.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
It is.
So what does all this mean for you, our listener?
Yeah. What are you going to do with all this knowledge?
Are you going to go out and find a new trail to ride?
Maybe try gravel biking.
Or maybe you'll start advocating for more sustainable trail development in your community.
Whatever you do, we hope this deep dive has given you a new appreciation for the world of mountain bike tourism.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing world.
It is, and Allegra is definitely a company to watch.
They're doing some really cool things.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Happy trails, everyone.